everybody. Cal Banyan. CalBanyan.com. Loads and loads and loads of free hypnosis training videos. And I just could not be prouder of what myself and my co-host have accomplished over the years. If my calculations are correct, this should be episode 499. That means the next episode is number 500. Well, we've got a very special episode set up for you. Hey, you want to not miss that episode? What you ought to do is you ought to become a VIP member. Yes. Drop part of my microphone here. There we go. A VIP member. Somewhere on this website, on calbanyan.com, whatever page you're on, especially the video pages, there is a link, a graphic says become a VIP member. You become a VIP member, and we will instantly provide you with a link that to the list of all of our videos that we've done. We're coming up on 500 of these podcasts. It's just amazing. All the titles are listed. You can search through them. You want to work with kids. You want to build your profession. You want to do instant inductions. You want to learn about age regression. Whatever it is, we've covered it in these videos. So become a VIP member. And also, whenever we put out a new video, which is about once a week, you know what? We're going to send you a little message that says, hey, the new video's up. This is what it's about. You can unsubscribe anytime. We don't want to send emails to anybody that doesn't want them. So on every single email that we send you is an unsubscribe link that's very easy to find. All right, good. Let's see. A little bit of business to do here on the computer. All right, good. So, wow. This is part two. Part two of what I might be titling it as, how much and how long? How much and how long? Have you ever thought about, on average, what is the working hypnotist, the professional, the guy, the gal that's making money in this profession charging per session? Have you ever thought about, I wonder what the new person charges when they first get started? Have you ever thought about, I wonder on average how long the working professional hypnotist schedules a session for? How long? So how much do you want to charge and how long? Well, I know this is a common question because I see it discussed on our Yahoo group, which is a big group. It's had thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of messages posted because it's where we support our graduates, our five-path graduates. And I see them discussing it from time to time. I says, you know what I'll do? Let's do a survey. And I did a survey of those graduates and asked three questions. On average, how much are you charging per session now? If you started off charging less, on average, how much did you charge when you first started? And on average, how long are your sessions? Now I'm gonna put a link right below there, right below this video on calbanyan.com, to the first part of this, part one, which covered how much, and I went over all these charts. See, on average, how much do you charge now and when you got started? And on that page that goes with that video, there's these documents. So you can look up the numbers because the actual math is on there and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about, on average, how long are your sessions? And we're going to talk about that along with, you know, how much people are making. Now, since I just talked about money, I've got to do a disclaimer here. I am not claiming that you will make a penny in this profession. I'm not saying you're going to make any money at all. I'm not saying if you got the greatest training in the world that you would make anything. Because the truth is, it's really up to you. Some people, you know what? They're driven. And you know what? They're going to do better than the person that tends to procrastinate or has low self-confidence. So I am not telling you you're going to make X amount of dollars. I'm just talking about in this two-part series what people who are making in this money in this business say they're making in a survey. All right. Now, personally, it's obvious that the better training, the better support that you have, the more likely you're going to make money. I think anyone would agree with that. All right, let me look at my ever-ready checklist. Last podcast, I recommended that you go to 8wordinduction.com. And I also talked about the 5pathinduction.com. It's really important that you have great hypnotic inductions that you can do confident and competently. And I've got those websites set up so that you can, for free, learn those inductions and use them. All right, here we go. Next page. You know, I usually have a co-host. So if you're watching this for the very first time, I usually have a co-host. And when the co-host is talking, that's when I'm shuffling my papers around and looking up stuff, and it makes me look a lot more organized. All right, so here we go. Podcast episode number 499. Let's put the numbers together. In the previous video, we discussed how much 5-pathers are charging per session. 5-pathers are what people who are certified in 5-path, the 5-path system of hypnosis call themselves. We just call themselves 5-pathers. 5-path stands for 5-phased advanced transformational hypnosis. All right, so let's get right into it. In our survey said, all right, now you can't read it, so I'll read it. 2% do sessions that are less than an hour. Now, when I first got into this profession, I'm trained as a talk therapist, and I had the talk therapist model, the 50-minute hour, where you'd see your client for about an hour, 50 minutes, and then do your paperwork and go to the next client. And for me, that wasn't enough time. And I've kind of given that message to my students, and so graduates of mine tend to have longer sessions than less than an hour. Okay, so 2% say less than an hour, 7% say about an hour. Me, I take longer. My average session, just to throw it in, is I plan for an hour and 15 minutes for a session. Most of my clients come from out of the area or out of the country, and so I do double sessions. So I'm going to see them for about 2 hours each meeting, which is a double session. I just do them back to back. That way I can get more done in a shorter period of time. Okay, so 17% say between an hour and an hour and 15 minutes. 26% say between an hour and 15 minutes and an hour and 30 minutes. 20% say between an hour and 30 minutes and an hour and 40 minutes. And 24% say about 2 hours. So right off the bat, we can say, wow, gosh, we got almost everybody, 17 plus 26 plus 20 plus 24, about 93% of sessions are more than an hour. So there you go. Now there are, I had one category on here, about 2.5 hours, and that was only 4%, and then more than 2.5 hours, 0. So we're finding that sweet spot is really in between about an hour and 15 minutes and 2 hours. That really is going to be the vast majority of people, more than 90%. About 87% of sessions take between 1 and 2 hours. The most popular session times are between 1 hour and 15 minutes and 1 hour and 30 minutes. So that kind of gives you an idea of what the working hypnotist is doing. Now, these are confident, competent hypnotists that are, working at this, making money. They're not hobbyists. If you're a hobbyist, which is grand, be a hobbyist. Nothing wrong with that. What's the difference between being a professional and being a hobbyist? Professionals make money by doing it. Hobbyists spend money to do it. All right, let's see. This is where I got the estimate of the last video sessions of about an hour and a half. In part one of this two-part video series, I did some calculation, and I said an average time for a session is about an hour and a half. All right. This is where I got the estimate in the last video of being about an hour and a half and calculating out how many hours a hypnotist may work to generate the incomes I listed. Those numbers again, because these are very important numbers. The numbers again are, and this is what 5-pathers are are charging and doing per session. This may or may not be applicable across the profession. Okay, so I conservatively calculated that the average rate per session of an hour and a half session is $170. Now again, this isn't New York, this isn't Orange County, this isn't Los Angeles price, this is an average price among all of our grads. I would say about 60 to 70% of our grads are working and living and from the United States of America. But the other 30 or so percent, 35% are outside of the country. So that's all averaged together. So a conservative average, I calculated $170 a session. A working hypnotist, 10 clients per week, would be an income of $1,700 per week, $6,800 per month, and $81,800 per year. All right, so write that down. 15 clients per week, that would be about $2,550 a week, about $10,200 per month, $122,400 per year. Wow, that's pretty good. And one of my co-hosts, you'll see her on this show, she was my very first co-host, Celeste Hackett. She does a talk at the convention of how to make $100,000 plus a year working out of your home as a hypnotist. She does that. When she wrote up that proposal, the National Guild of Hypnotists, she went up to Dr. Dwight Damon, the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, and says, I want you to know that, you know, because there's some people out there that talk about how to make money, and you find out, you know, they can't even make a living in the profession because they're more of a hobbyist than they are a professional. Not slamming anybody, but you know it's the truth. If you've been around for a while, there's a lot of people that talk about making money in this profession, and they're not doing it themselves. She went and took her tax form, showed Dr. Damon. She made $140,000 that year. I can share it because she teaches a class about it, right? And over $100,000 came from sessions alone and $40,000 from teaching. So she's a real working hypnotist that's making six figures, the real deal. And she's a five-pather. Okay, so that's if you're seeing 15 clients per week. Now, let's think about that. If you were seeing five clients a day, that'd be working 3 days. If you were working 4 days a week, then that's less than four clients a day. And that would be how many days off every week, right? I mean, 3 days off every weekend. That's what Celeste has. She has a three-day weekend every week. All right, 20 clients per week. This is not unheard of. When I was seeing clients and getting all my income from seeing clients. Now, I see clients still, I teach, I write, I speak, I do podcasts like this, and so my time is divided up many ways. But when I was making all my money from seeing clients, I would see between 4 and 6 clients a day, 5 days a week. So what is that? 20 to 30 clients a week. So this would be my lowest number on average for a week. Okay, 20 clients per week, that would be, at this current average, okay, that would be $3,400 per week, $13,600 per month, $163,200 per year. That's not selling CDs, that's not doing training, that's not doing speaking, that's seeing clients. And one of the really cool things that you can do, I mean, how would you like to keep all that money? Hypnotists are doing some very low overhead things. Working out of their home. Lots of professionals work out of their home. Accountants do it, insurance people do it. There's different kinds of professionals that work out of their home. Counselors, psychologists, they just have a professional office attached to or part of their home. And that's what Celeste does. So all the money that she's talking about making, you know, that's just about all in her pocket. Okay. Let's see. The other thing that's going on is people are starting to do hypnosis over the internet. I've heard it called Skype hypnosis, or Skype-gnosis is actually the word. I didn't come up with that. I heard it somewhere else, Skype-gnosis. And so they're serving the whole world with an internet connection. What's your overhead in that? You don't have to have an office. Me, I like to have an office. I like to have a center where we really bring people together and do training and that kind of thing. But, you know, not everybody can start off that way. You can really build the dream you want if you will just do two things. Hook up with a school that will give you the training so that you can be a confident, competent hypnotist and provide you ongoing support that is at the professional level. And then dig in and treat it like a profession and not a hobby. Let's see. All right, let's see. Hypnotists generally increase their income by increasing fees. As their schedule fills up to a level that they want to work with, say you want to do 20 a week, okay, then what happens when you reach that 20, the next thing you want to do is start nudging up your fees. You want to get the highest fee that you can. A couple quick reasons. People value what they put time, money, and effort into. You will actually get better results from your clients if you charge more. The other thing is, there's people out there who want to pay the most. They just call people up and they find out this one person's doing $200 per session, the other one's doing $100 per session. It's not fair, it's not necessarily right, but in their mind they think, this other person must be twice as good because they charge $200 a session. So experienced hypnotists often charge between $200 and $250 per session. 25% of our respondents charge $200 or more per session. If you see 15 clients per week at $200 a session, that would be $3,000 a week, $12,000 a month, and $144,000 per year. And as I'm slinging these numbers around, I just really, really want you to know, I am not saying, I just have to be upfront about this, or guaranteeing you any kind of income. I'm just reporting to you the incomes that and the time periods that were reported back to us because of a survey I gave of our grads. Okay, here's another real world kind of situation. Hypnotists who work at our center have started off at about $165 a session. Okay, now when we were in Minnesota, we did 10 years there, 10 years in Orange County, and now we're gonna probably do 10 years in Dallas, Texas. When we were working in Minnesota, we employed all of the hypnotists, but because of the way taxes and things like that are arranged in California, we decided to shift over a different model. And the different model is the hypnotists that worked at our center rented a space at our center and then had their own business. And we coached them, of course, to make sure they were successful. One of our recent graduates who worked at our center is very indicative. If we had another graduate graduate and work at our center, this is typically where they'll start, $165 a session to start. And they would work up to about, the one that I'm talking about, $250 a session. And that was over a period of about 3 years. Went from $165 a session to $250 a session. Okay, that's actual information, actual data from someone who worked at our center. Let's see. And we've had a lot of hypnotists at our center. Some of them that have been on the podcast and some of them who never came to the podcast. And some that have just been here for, no podcast at all or just one or two. Okay. And once again, FYI, if you wonder what my sessions are $375 a session. That's 20 years in the profession. Now, if you're in New York City, right, or Manhattan, maybe you could start off at $375 a session. But at this, my fee, $375 per session, it would take 5.5 sessions to make $100,000 a year from just doing sessions alone. Well, I hope you found that to be interesting. I did. I really liked putting those numbers together. I'm also going to probably write an article about this, putting the numbers together for the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. And because, now, this is not a scientific study, but it is a survey of real, live, working, confident, and competent hypnotists. And so, go to calbanion.com, click on the big red arrow where it says Cal Banyan's videos. Watch this video, get inspired, become a VIP member so that you don't miss out on any of our videos. You can look at all the ones from the past. Now, if you are not a five-path hypnotist and you're thinking, wow, I'd like to be part of those statistics, right? On calbanyan.com, my entire course schedule is there. It will be there for the foreseeable future. So like if you're watching this video in 2017, 2020, you know, whenever, you can go to calbanyan.com and my course schedule will be there. Right now, as of this date, as we are packing up, moving off to Texas, you know what? We have a class scheduled for April 10th through the 21st. I'm looking at my calendar right over there. And so if you look at that, that's 12 days. Well, right in the middle, we take 2 days off for the weekend. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the weekend off, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that class is guaranteed. If after 3 or 4 days in the class, you don't think you've just been blown away, it isn't exactly what you hoped it would be, then you know what? Turn in your materials, we give your tuition back, and we say, hey, good luck to you. But you know, that just doesn't happen, because people tell us by the third day, they, and with 7 days left to go, they've already gotten more than they anticipated out of the class. All right, I might even put a class picture down below, and for the most recent class, and you can get some of their feedback. All right, Dad, I think I'm about talked out. I'm going to go fill some boxes and with stuff from the office so that we can get the heck out of here and get our move complete. You know what? It sucks to move. I just hate it. But hopefully, my next office will be there for a long time, maybe another 10 years. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.